WRWB 49, we're standing by. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. WRWB 49.
Okay, made it to Friday.
Same here, still living, still breathing.
Yup. Friday the 13th. Ooh, it is Friday the 13th. The mystery man was right on the money there, Mike. Friday the Freddy Krueger.
Well, Jason Voorhees was in Friday the 13th.
Who is the mystery man, over? Oh, how about that, Mike? One ID.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. I couldn't make out the voice. But, yeah. How'd you get that from time to time here?
Seems to be a free-for-all.
It can't be any worse than yesterday morning, you know, after you left. I was talking to Steve, and somebody was using a, you know, AI voice to say some pretty, you know, ending things about me and my wife. Oh, I tell you.
Yeah, well, that's coming from the group. You know that.
Oh, I know. Oh, boy. God, if I was to die tomorrow, or you, or all the other people that they have on their mind, you know, what would they do with themselves, you know?
They're just broadcasting and show what idiots they are, that's all. I mean, come on, they're pointing it right at you and somebody that talks to us, and, I mean, it's obvious where it's coming from, the group.
Oh, I know that. It's not hard to figure out. I just find it funny. You know. That's just, yeah, funny as heck.
Oh, well, yeah, they still haven't found that guy yet. They need to find that guy. He's probably killed that lady. They need to find him and hang him from his toenails.
Yeah, well, they now that I was just watching the news right now, I guess the Sheriff's Department and the FBI are, they're at odds because there was another glove that they found inside the house, the Sheriff's Department, and they don't want to hand that to the FBI investigators. They want to keep it for themselves and send it to their private lab that they use in Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they did. I don't know. The FBI probably has greater resources, so, and these people probably making mistakes.
Yeah, of course, the FBI's got greater resources. But for some reason, you know, the Sheriff's Department thinks that they're, you know, they're confident that their guy is going to give them results.
Yeah, I don't know, man. In the meanwhile, it's been 13 days this lady's been missing.
Yep. Yeah, and they, you know, she needs to take her crucial meds. By now, I'm sure she's not alive. There's no way. And there's like, you know, maybe a slight chance, maybe a little bit of hope, but yeah, it's looking pretty bleak.
I would say at this point, I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, I think there's not much chance. Now they just need to find the guy at minimum. All right, I'm going to get ready to hop in the shower, Mike. I'll catch up with you in a bit here at WSHM 738.
Oh, okay. Yep, I'll be here standing by.
All right, WSHM 738.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning.
Well, looks like they found more DNA in the house that is foreign, so they're going to have that sent off to a lab for testing. FBI is.
Yeah, okay. So what they look to do with that, Mike, to see if there's a database on him in the DNA crime database, and if not, then they go to genealogy, hoping some of his family members submitted DNA to find out the roots of their family, right? And often they can bust them that way, too.
It's funny you mention it. They were just talking about the genealogy thing, where they can get you that way, too. They just had a case here just recently they used that on.
Yeah, so the DNA can go two ways. If you're already in the criminal database with DNA, then they get a match that way. If not, then the second thing they'll do is see if any of their family members had created a genealogy database, you know, and then they'll trace it that way. They've done it. It's happened.
Yep. Well, I guess they got to launch today, SpaceX. They're ready to launch down there at Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, I wonder which one's launching. They're supposed to launch that Artemis at some point.
Not sure. I just said a SpaceX launch. They're going to be coming back to it here soon.
Yeah, so that's not the one they're looking at March now for that one.
No, okay.
Because Artemis 2 is going to launch and then go around the moon and come back. In other words, orbit the moon. And then the next one next year is supposed to land on the moon. I think that one's Artemis 3, I think, but don't quote me.
It'll be interesting to see, you know. And they can put that Area 51 thing to rest.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, Area 51. I mean, I know what that is, but in relationship to the launch.
You know how these conspiracy theorists, back when we went on the moon the first time, try to claim that everything was staged and it was, you know, it was all, you know, recorded in Area 51 with props. That's what these conspiracy theorists, you know, try to tell you. It's like, well, there's a flag on the moon. I'm sure it's still there.
Okay, well, I heard it was done on some sound stage in California, so, you know, or somewhere, but I never heard it was filmed in Area 51. That's the link. All right. Well, maybe. Who knows? But I don't think that was the case. But maybe that's what they're saying. I don't pay attention to those kooks.
If I'm not mistaken, if you look at the moon, there's supposed to be, the flag and the flagpole are still supposed to be up there.
It's probably more than one. There's one at each Apollo landing site, I think.
Yeah, that's true. So, for those conspiracy theorists that say it never happened, well, just point a telescope at the moon and see for yourself. You know, there's a flag.
I'm assuming they have landed. Where's the Sea of Tranquility? That's the site that always faces us, isn't it? I don't know for sure, probably. See, the backside of the moon is really pockmarked. You could see that when all the asteroids and stuff floating in space during the Big Bang, really lambasted that side of the moon, the side that you never really get to see. But if you look at a picture of it on the internet, the backside of that moon looks way different than the side we see.
Yeah, that's what they say. So I guess this launch here is going to the space station to send up crew and supplies.
Right. This is a different deal here, right?
Yeah, it says Crew 12 was supposed to land at the space station and be up there for about 8 months.
All right. It'll be pretty cool stuff, although a few people have lost their lives over this kind of thing. But mainly they're pretty good this way. I mean, Apollo, they've lost a few. Or maybe it was Mercury, I forget. But and then, of course, a couple of crews for the space shuttle through the years. So 2000s, early 2000, 2003 maybe. And then 1986, of course, Columbia and Challenger.
Right. Yep, there it goes. It's launching right now. So, I know, you can only be up in space for so long, and then you have to come back down, and it takes about, at least a week or two before you can actually, get up and walk around because your body's all stretched out.
Yeah, I don't know, the adverse effects of space on the body if you're in there, up there for a long time. Don't know. I know you, on the moon, you only weigh 1/6 of what you do on the Earth.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Now, if I remember right, you can only be up in space for so long because with you being weightless, your body tends to stretch, and your joints become, partially separated, and things like that. And then once you come back down, on the gravity, then everything starts to, contract and fall back into place, but it takes a minute.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff. All right, I got to put the final push on, Mike. I'll catch up with you out of the car here, WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. All right, we'll catch you in the mobile.
I thought the moon was made of cheese. WSLI 302.
Well, good morning. You're up early.
I got out a little early today. Yes. Yep. To see what's going on at work, so yeah.
Yeah, just Paul and I out here right now talking. No Sam this morning.
What was that? No what this morning?
No Sam. He hasn't been out here yet. And Charlie, his vehicle's still down, I'm sure. And Tim, I don't know. He's probably floating around in here somewhere.
Oh, okay, 10-4, 10-4. All righty. Yeah, just kind of a cup of coffee and on the way. That's about it. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the moon. Yep, yep. Back down to 17 degrees this morning. What the heck? I was getting used to the 20s.
Well, you know how it is. I mean, it's Michigan. One minute, it's going to be, 7, sunny and 75, and the next minute, it's going to be minus 2 and snowing.
You're right, correct, yep. I know, crazy. But it's a great-looking week ahead. Looks like it's going to be close to 40s all next week.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right, crunchy out here. The temperature, Mike, you know the temperature?
What was it again, Steve? He said it was something. I forgot which one it was.
Oh, your temperature. Your temperature, over.
I don't know what the temp is right now. I don't know. I'm guessing 17 degrees.
Yeah, it seems a little colder than yesterday. I'm waiting for the gauge on the vehicle to stabilize here. Yeah, so I heard some of that stuff yesterday going on as I was still driving, and it's like, I'll keep their names covered for the moment. But somebody I refer to as the group of people, the three primaries, Larry, Mo, and Curly.
Yeah. Like I said, ignorance is bliss. And I was just laughing. Really? Huh. You think that's going to hurt my feelings? Hell no.
They're just proving what idiots they are, that's all. Well, they don't need to prove it to me. I already know it. AFAATC. Good morning.
Hey, good morning out there, Tim.
Yeah, Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we're supposed to be going out to Texas Roadhouse. I got a gift card to use up for them.
Ah, sounds good. USLI 302, good morning. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse sounds real good. Yeah. They're pretty good. I always liked Outback, but I go to Texas Roadhouse. They got a really good grilled chicken salad with Italian dressing. That's, I don't like Italian dressing, but boy, that Italian dressing is really, really good. It's a good salad, for sure.
I remember going back in the day with my grandmother and my mom. We went to, what's that one that was downtown, Carl's Chop House? Man, that was pretty good.
I used to like Outback. You know, they had that Outback sirloin special. That was always a really good steak, I thought. You know, if it was done the way you wanted it, it was really good. The seasoning, I haven't been to Outback in a long time, actually. I think the one over there at 12 and Gratiot may have closed down, I thought I heard.
Yes, it did, correct. It's gone.
Probably the Walmart is going in there stealing steaks and running out the door. They had a rough crowd in there. Everyone was coming from Detroit. Walking out on the bills, everything. Terrible. My nephew used to work there a long time ago. Now he's been in the military and back out. Living the high life somewhere, I won't say out here with these Larry Moe and Curly listening.
You mean the three amigos?
Well, anyways, it's Friday and I'm certainly glad about that. About 20 degrees at the moment.
Yeah, can't wait for this warmer weather to come into play now. You know, I'm done with this. I mean, even though I'm used to it, it's like, well, now it's time to bring in spring. You know, I've had enough.
Well, we're not all that far away now. Round in the corner in the spring. When's Easter this year? Is it April or March?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. I have no clue.
Well, I'll look it up when I get to work. The little one's turning 7 here next week.
Wow, already, huh? Man, time flies.
Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, we got Valentine's Day tomorrow. Birthday coming up later in the week next week. Yikes. We'll only have a few more days left of next week. There'll be 10 more days of February left. We can get on into March.
Not that you're gonna go, but you got that swap coming up.
I know John was talking about one this morning, so I may have to say where it is, but. I don't know. Yeah, the local swaps, I just ain't into anymore. They're not like they used to be. It's a waste of time, for the most part.
Yeah, I haven't gone in a long time. And, you know, Gene and I, you know, we had some stuff we wanted to, you know, take with us, so, and see what's there. You never know. That went last year, it was pretty big. It was a pretty good turnout. And it wasn't your, like, run-of-the-mill, you know, typical people that show up all the time. There was, you know, new faces, people I haven't seen, and new stuff. And I think there was one vendor there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay, a lot of semis here I'm trying to navigate. Pack of them here. Oh, I had no plans going there. I've never been to one. It'd be probably, I don't know. Might be an idea. Where's it at again?
It's in Livonia.
I don't know. That might be something to do.
I used to go all the time to the ones around here, and over the years they've either consolidated one building, or they've just canceled them all together. I mean, they used to be in the high schools, a lot of them, and they've since moved on from the high schools into these like union halls to just like the VFW halls, things like that. Heck, a lot of times anymore, if you want to go to a good swap, you got to go out of state.
Yeah, the 80s and 90s, they used to be fun, for sure. There were a lot of them. The one over in Grosse Pointe, the Samara. Even a Lance Cruz one, they used to have, when it was in the summer, spring or whenever it was, warm weather, and they used to have the school that was full, and then a small area out in the parking lot. I think they moved it years later into a winter event, and they're not as good. Oak Park used to be really good, Hazel Park was really good. Livonia used to be in Airborne at the Civic Center up on Michigan Avenue in Greenfield. How far back that one goes.
I just remember Livonia being at the Livonia Civic Center, and it used to be a packed house all the time, and then over the years it got smaller and smaller, and then just like the ones in the high schools like Lance Cruz and Hazel Park, they've since moved on to a new building, and it's like half the size it used to be.
Indeed, we doubled. I might have fell out. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyways, all right, I'm out of here. WSHM 738.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by here.
FF 330 mobile.
WSJF 896, monitor.
WIVX 218,
Copy, I get a cheese plate there, copy. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48
from WSJF 896. Just want to let you know you are making it out there.
Thank you. You're sounding good too. And what a nice day, huh?
Yes, sir. Hoping to continue with that trend. I'm getting sick of the cold here.
Are you right about that? We're really getting sick and tired of that cold weather for past, I think it was 3 weeks was. Yeah, we couldn't get out of the house. I was sitting here between four walls and the TV.
Yep, yeah, I get that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to some warmer weather, maybe getting outside a little bit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. All right, good to hear you out there. Anyhow, thanks a lot for coming back. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG, lady.
As always, Jeff, if I do this, the WSJF 896, I'll be monitoring.
WRCZ 445, anybody out there, give me a radio check, please.
The 783, loud and clear up in the thumb.
10-4, definitely appreciate that radio check, that comeback there. You have yourself a good day. You don't sound too bad yourself. We're down here by in Rochester Hills. And we're going to be clear, WRCZ 445.
WSIS 783, up here in Brown City.
WROWB 49, yeah, you're both coming in pretty good today. Must be good conditions with the troposphere.
This is WSAT 580, also sounding really good on Mount Clemens repeater. I didn't realize they were linked up again.
I don't think they're linked. I think we just have a band opening. That's all. Little tropo action going on.
You think the Mount Clemens repeater is getting all the way out into the thumb?
That's pretty far.
I'm thinking that's Mayville or one of those repeaters.
Depending on the conditions, it can happen. I mean, look at the people we get from Ohio that come out of the Mount Clemens. Sometimes.
I'm monitoring both Mayville and Macomb, and you guys are coming in loud and clear on the Macomb. I'm not hearing nothing on the Mayville.
Okay. And 4th is that confirmation. So as far as I last heard, I don't know if you guys are standing on the station. Yeah, everyone's doing a lot of clear here.
Coming in.
Yeah, you guys walked on one another there.
Well, I was saying last I heard that Mount Clemens was disconnected from the rest of the repeaters due to some shenanigans, so thank you for confirming that on the other station.
As far as I know up here, Saginaw repeater and Mayville repeater are connected. Other than that, nothing else. That's 783.
Been on link since like last year sometime, I think around like October or November of last year, somewhere in that time frame, because of all the QRMers out here that want to cause trouble.
I've never heard that expression, QRMer. I'm curious what that's an acronym for.
You are Mary, you know, interfering.
Yeah, I gotcha. I thought it was something very derogatory for some reason. Just the letters in that combo.
To, you know, somebody maliciously jamming or causing unwanted interference.
Yeah, it's annoying as can be, and, I just don't understand people that use their time for destructive purposes versus constructive purposes. But, hey, each their own, you know. Probably end up in jail or dead with anything like that.
For sure. Anyway. Yeah, I was just going to work here, and that's pretty much it. Was going down Hall Road there by just before or just after Grossbeck, before Gratiot. There's a dead coyote in the left lane, so anybody going eastbound, you know, just be careful.
Thanks for the update. I'm actually pretty close to that, so I'm going to be clear of the network for now. I got to take care of a couple things. WSAT 580.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you live close there, don't you? If I remember right.
Yep, I'm in Harrison Township, but right now I'm out in Chesterfield Township.
Okay, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
RUV 935 Mobile.
What's going on, John?
Not a whole lot. Feels like I haven't been on this radio in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I haven't heard you out here recently. You haven't missed much, you know. Same old in the morning.
Yeah, well, no big deal. So, no, I've been busy, you know, working around the house, and then, you know, I had to go renew my driver's license and take the hazmat test all over again and all of that stuff. And I've been busy. I got a colonoscopy coming up next week, and so I hate to say it, but that's a pretty shitty deal.
Yeah, loads of fun.
Yeah, I don't don't mind the procedure, it's the prepping that sucks. So, but it is what it is. So at least work gives me a day off for the procedure.
Yeah, it's no fun. It could be a doozy.
Well, for anybody that's going in for one of those procedures, my best advice is when you have to keep on running in the bathroom, don't wipe. Pat. Just pat yourself dry, because if you wipe, you're going to get chafed and raw, because it's not good. And then it's going to hurt.
Burns like hell. Oh, man. And then you don't want to leave anything for the doctor on the residual. You know, he's not going to like that.
Yeah, I guess my best advice would be, if you can, use a bidet. So, yeah, it's been a couple of years since I had one, but the memory is still there, and it's not a pleasant one. So, but anyway, anything going on with you? What's new? What's going on? Same thing, work and home and play and anything new and exciting?
Basically, all work, no play makes me a dull boy. No, I've been busy, man, you know. I'm out with Gene yesterday. We're getting stuff ready for the squad coming up. So, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, good deal. I've got two friends that asked me to get them tables, so I got five tables all together. Two for me, two for my buddy from Cleveland, and one for another guy who lives out in Bloomfield Hills. So we'll all be strung together.
Oh, I called those people, you know, to reserve a table, and they have yet to, call me back.
Really? Because I called yesterday just to verify that there was no Friday setup. And the guy called me back shortly after I called him, so I'm surprised you haven't heard back from him.
Well, text me the number again. Maybe I called the wrong. I called the club number. I don't know if that was the number I should have called or called a different number.
It was just the number that was on the flyer. So I had no special number. It just said, you know, for information, call. And so I did, left a voicemail. And there was a thing, it had some kind of a system that was like to verify and, you know, to eliminate spam calls and stuff. And so you just had to hit a code. They told you to hit a code and to make sure that it wasn't you weren't a bot. And they said you can stay on the line for more options, or you can just hang up and call back, and the number will go right through. So I just hung up and called right back, and it went right through. It went to voicemail, left a message, and the guy called me back like maybe an hour later.
Well, yeah, that's the same number that I called, yep. So, I don't know, man. I called him, and I'll call him again and see what happens. Yeah, because I wanted to reserve, you know, a table. Well, last year I went, you know, there was a lot of tables left over that nobody used. So, maybe I'll get lucky this year again.
Yeah, I thought I saw something that they were sold out, but, you know, I that might have been on Facebook or something, but, yeah, you know, you gotta try.
Yeah, all I can do is try again. I'll call that number again today and see what happens. You know, yeah, because we were
and getting stuff ready to take with us. Left it gone.
No, I got so much stuff I need gone. I need to thin down so much. I mean, Mike, I've got, for HF, I've got like 18 or 20 amplifiers. I don't need that many. I want them all, but I don't have room to keep them all.
And he's got all those Demco satellites.
See, I would think that that would be better for an online sale because, you know, the market for that, for the antique collectors are a whole lot more. That or at that antique show, you know, that would have been a good place for those.
Yeah, he was going to go, but, you know, I had to work, so he just said forget it.
All right, Mike, I'm pulling in the driveway. I got to pick up Cheryl, and we got places to go. So let me let you go. I will catch up with you later, and well, for sure we'll see you at the swap one way or another.
Either for sure. All right, we will talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
Okay, we'll catch up with you. WRUZ 935.
WSEU 202 mobile. WRWB 49 and we're standing by. WSDU 202 mobile.
WSHF 567 to WRWB 489. You out here, Mike?
Go ahead, Sam. What's going on? WRWB 489.
I just wanted to see if you're out here. That's how you doing today?
I was out here this morning. I didn't hear you out there. He must have got up late.
Yeah, I kind of had a big morning. I don't think I turned it on.
Copy. I figured that much, you know. But, yeah, I'm just out and about right now with a client, just bringing him back to therapy and that, and then I got one more, and then I'll be done.
I did all that I did. Well, safe travel, my friend, and have a good day.
Living around your old neck of the woods, man. Up over here by, what, 21 and Fairchild?
Joe?
Pass from your old gun range right now.
I know that area quite well, seeing as I went to Lance Cruz North.
Yeah, copy.
My mom worked at Lionel Trains, and I worked there for a minute.
I was just talking about that, you know, with somebody here. The building's still there, it's just, it's vacant. You know, I remember as a kid, you know, going there and
was it upstairs they had that lobby and shop with all the train set up and that whole place?
Oh, I wouldn't know any of that. I just went there, did my job, and went home. Hey, here's a question for you. There was a 10-speed bike, strapped to the picnic bench in the front of there. It was sitting there for many years. I'm wondering if it's still sitting there. Probably not. I'm sure it's gone by now. You go by there, you go down that road, what is that, East Russell Schmidt? You go down there and it's pretty dead now. Ford plant's gone, and then of course, Penske took over part of that stuff, for the Kroger warehouse that was there, and then that's gone now.
Definitely all changed from the 1980s, I can guarantee that one. It's all grown up. Don't forget about that resort hotel there on the, southeast corner of 23 Rashes.
Yes, across the street from the old Bob 76.
Yep, I know it well, because I used to work at the Bob 76, and I used to work at the Seward Shell at 21 and Gratiot.
Same shows that was floating around for the longest time on Facebook where it said, new attractions coming to Chesterfield Motor Inn. It showed like an indoor water park with little drugs, floating in the bottom of the pool.
Sure. I bought my first water bed right on grass at 22 Mile. There was a little bitty building. It was a couple buildings away from the Chesterfield Police Station. That's where I bought my first waterbed.
Yeah, Bill, it must have been the old station when it was just a, glorified dog kennel.
Yeah, it used to be at 22 and Gratiot, and then they moved it to 21 and Gratiot across the street from my old neighborhood.
They're in that industrial park now. It's a two-story warehouse-like building.
If I win this $1 million lottery, I'm buying my childhood home back. They want $350,000 for it, and I'd buy it back in a minute.
There it is. It's all built up now, but it's nice.
Grew up in the nicest and the biggest house in the neighborhood.
Copy. Yeah, Andy was saying that he spent time at that dog kennel on Gratiot. Him and somebody else got busted for, exploring an old junkyard that used to be, 23 or 24 and Gratiot or something, or Fairchild.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You know what famous race car driver lives over that way?
Talking like funny car or stock car? Funny car, or are we talking regular NASCAR?
We're talking the one and only Shirley Muldowney lives over that way.
She was married at Don Garlis or Colin Coletta's?
I don't know, but as a kid I used to see her dragster in the driveway all the time, and I thought it was the coolest thing.
Take care of, you got to take John Ford, right down there, on the track. wanted to tell you, last night the baby was born. Grandson number 3 is here.
Congratulations, there you go. Thank you.
Breaking up, Mike, I'm losing you. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWY 979. WRWY 979 clear.
Am I getting into the repeater?
783, yes, we're hitting the repeater. This is
WSHJ 270. WSHJ 270, standing by.
WRX, I-212.
WB 49 and we're standing by.
Phantom 4-4.
WSKK 864 monitoring.
VV 690 mobile.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, standing by.
WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Bimsha. WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Bimsha. Do you copy? WSIE 375, Matt monitoring from Clinton Township, requesting a radio check.
WRCZ 445, your radio check's loud and clear.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Trying to figure out why my fiance on the other side of town could hear me, but I can't hear her.
You know, maybe she's listening on a simplex channel. Maybe is it programmed for a repeater channel?
Yeah, we have the exact same setup, and we're both on the Mount Clemens repeater, so something must have got switched up with the settings or something. I'm not sure, but I'm going to take a picture of my screen and compare it to her screen.
Good luck with that. You have a good night. WRCZ 445 is clear.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Have a good evening. WSIE 375 clear.